Today's session has 190 slides, so we're somehow going to, you know, sprint through.
Bolt style.
And hopefully to facilitate your appreciation of these slides, you might want to be making some type of cognitive maps, as they're going to throw quite a few names your way. You'll likely forget a lot of these names. You'll likely forget a lot of what they're saying. You'll likely forget a lot of the slides. But if you could perhaps use the same strategies from last week, it will prepare you or better help you to appreciate the session as well as future ones to come. So these are the three sessions that I'm leading on. We're at this one, the construction of schooling. And that was some nice fluffy stuff. In the first session, we're trying to focus on these three areas here: hearing, seeing, blah blah blah. This session, we want to focus this part here, the 10%, and the... No, I'm lying. The first session, we're focusing on the 10% and the 80%. This session, we're going to focus on these ones here. And this is going to be very much directive, i.e. at you.
Let's go.
So, also, there was a few assignments that were set. We're not going to ask if you did them or not. However, we would encourage you to do a bit of them before you come, as they do also facilitate the session and help you get a deeper understanding of it. So these were the five tasks to do today. This, if anyone's going to stay at the end as well, after 10 o'clock, just like last week, we're going to go through the construction of the session, how the session was made. And that's going to be looking at the activities that we got you to do last week. So if anyone could stay afterwards, I want to take the chance to break down some of those things which I imagine had a few of you perplexed. And you'll probably be a bit perplexed for this session as well, although a lot less. So for last week, this is what we were looking at: ending the world. Now, we weren't copycatting the first session. We were trying to go in a different direction. What do we mean by that? We went through these slides, went through some songs and people's ideas of themselves in the world, blah blah blah. And then we got to this slide where we're doing the cognitive maps on winter. Does anyone have any papers from last week, by the way? Okay. As those will inform some of the stuff we're doing today. And I just made a couple amendments to this by adding in the winter article she called Nas's song CIA. This is very much pedantic. The actual song's called I Want to Talk to You. That's just something I was adding. However, more than pedantic, what was interesting is Nas had a song called My Country in 2001 off his Illmatic album. And I thought that for the purposes of what she was doing there, it might have been better if she actually quoted that one. So that's just a side. How we're going to end the session is looking at this idea of mistaking the map for the territory. Now, this has largely been attributed to Kozicki, Alfred Kozicki, a Polish writer who was writing a book in 1933 called Science and Sanity. So very much towards the end of that, we're going to look very briefly at this mistake in the map for the territory. Oh, there it is. That's going to be right at the end. Okay, this is where it might open up slightly. Last week we were speaking about this idea of the world being yours and the world being ours. And let's do the Tolkienistic, year three, getting hands involved. What did we gather from last week about the ours part and the yours part? Let's see some hands, let's pretend you're ego and interested. So what did we gather about the difference between the world is ours and the world is yours? And we may not have emphasised it. Any input? Please, go ahead.
Yeah, so what, ours is going to be everyone's yard and yours is going to be my place.
No, so I just want to see how you took it. What you understood by that
last week.
Okay. Any other views, attempts, please?
It came from, is it Scarface?
Yeah, Scarface, the world is yours, and then they messed about with it in Latin. And but in terms of those two phrases, what's the difference between them is what I was trying to get at. Please.
Is it like...
I'm not giving out gold stars today as well, so you could say whatever.
Small like estate in Paris, in like the suburbs. mm-hmm. marginalised. And so it's like, in that film, it was kind of ironic because there are people whose world was just like this really small place.
Yep.
And so them facing this like piece of like advertising is kind of them reclaiming this really small bit of the world.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. I think you complement each other with what you say, and that's very much where I would leave off. And that's actually where we left off the last session. That's where we want to begin today. I think in module zero, we were looking at this idea of the world and the earth. I.e., what's the difference between, let's say, the earth is actually the territory, however, the world is the map. However, for these sessions, we're trying to look at the difference between this idea of being in the world and being on the earth. And when I say that, I want you to actually think about the language, i.e., if I was to switch that around, can I be in the earth? If I was in the earth, it sort of seems to imply, for me at least, I have to somehow go inside, like that cartoon to the centre of the earth. Whereas, if I'm saying I'm on the world, I was thinking it sort of implies that I'm somehow standing here. And so, yeah, do we get an idea of that? Okay, just seeing a few confused faces. I'm not presenting something to you there, I just want you to think about the difference between those things and what that means for ideas and themes of possession and being. And to come back to what you're saying about being stuck in a small place, please don't even attempt to go through everything you see here. If you could just go through the highlighted parts, because you will get these slides. We're not going to do like uni promise you stuff and it disappears. You're going to get these slides. Okay, so just the stuff that's highlighted, if you want to see anything at all. This is, I'm just going to summarise as well the majority of stuff here. This is about the difference between France and America. The difference between France and America, whereas France's system of exclusion, it's saying has been, it took on a different colonial path to empire. Whereas America's hegemony has been built and constructed over centuries of division and segregation. With France, what this suggests is it's been more merged together, the peoples. And I mean, why I was highlighting this is because last week we're playing on the idea of boxing, that's sort of our motif. Today we're going to play on the idea of France and the contrast between France and America. So I just want you to think about those themes as they come up. For instance, the world is yours, that was La Haine, compared to the world is yours, the Scarface one. Now then, I'm quite irritated because, to be honest, you said at the bottom, hey, you've got a lot of notes that you should see at the facility. I can't see the notes, so, yeah, how do I do that?
Sorry.
I've usually got the excuse that's Apple technology, but, no.
Okay,
while we work on that.
sorry.
That's fine. Whilst we work on that, we're going to give you a fun activity to do. This is probably as interesting as it's going to get. So, we're going to ask you to. Actually, let's count. Arbitrarily, we're going to split you into five different groups, okay? So, we're going to make you one group. You're not moving. It's okay. One group here. Just imagine where I'm putting that. One group there. One group there, fourth group, fifth group at the back. Everyone somehow got that, you can organise yourselves. And then first group, I'm going to ask you to create a number, okay? Literally a new number. That's the first group, that's what you're doing. Second group, I'm going to ask you to create a shape. Third group, a letter. Fourth group, a symbol. Fifth group, a logo. You all got that?